Hello, everybody, and welcome to Shattered and Saved. I'm Renee. Hope everyone's doing well. Just wanted to chat for a moment. I have had quite a few people in my life dealing with things that they just don't have the answers to. They just don't know why these things have happened. And sometimes, you know, it brings those people down to the point of not wanting to go to church or to talk to God or look for the lesson in these situations or seek Jesus. And I know how that is. I know that feeling, especially when it's things like death and we just don't understand why God would take people from our lives that are so important to us and to other people as well. And I find it more and more lately. Of course, I'm not going to go in. What I don't go into, especially on here, is politics and all of that jazz. But there's a lot going on in the world today, and we know that. And there's a lot politically. There's a lot health-wise. There's a lot of things in our nation, in our country, in other people's countries. People are losing family members, friends, very close to them. And at the end of the day, we just all ask why. We don't understand. And some people have asked me, Renee, why? If, you know, why would God even allow these things to happen? What would happen if God would just make it all better? Why can't we have God just make it all better? Why won't He do that? And I, again, myself personally, I know those feelings. And as you are a Christian and you walk further and you grow stronger and you learn more within your Christian walk and you talk to God more and you listen and keep your ears open to the Father's directions and guidance and wisdom, you seem to understand a bit more. Now, when these things happen personally to you, even as a Christian, you'd still, we are Christians, but we're not perfect. And so we still sometimes may find ourselves asking God in our private time with the Lord, we ask Him why. Why am I even here doing this? Or why would you take them? I mean, I don't understand. And that's the main thing. There's many things we're not going to understand. And so it dawned on me in a bit of my devotional the other day. It was talking in John about when Jesus washed the disciples' feet. And I think it was John 13:7. And I'm paraphrasing because my memory is terribly bad these days. Has been for a while, but bear with me. But John 13:7, Jesus told the disciples, He told them pretty much, I'm doing these things now and you don't understand them now, but you will hereafter, and you will understand them. So He told them, you know, if we think about it, the disciples were called by Jesus and truly did believe that He was the Messiah, and He is the Messiah. But they didn't know anything before Jesus was teaching them. This was brand new information for them. So when he called the disciples to follow him, and they did, I kind of think of them as baby Christians. Just like baby Christians now, when we believe in Jesus Christ and we ask him into our hearts, we are baby Christians. We know very little about what we should kind of, we think we should understand. You know, when you're in kindergarten, you don't know the same thing that a high schooler would know. Because you don't understand. You wouldn't understand algebra when you go to kindergarten. I'm sure there are some extremely special and talented kindergartners that could do it. But hey, I'm an older lady and I can hardly do some of those things. And I've been to school for quite a while. But as when we're new in our Christian walk, we don't know. The disciples were learning very new things and amazing things. They were seeing things, miracles and just unbelievable things from the Messiah, from Jesus. And as they continued walking with Jesus, they learned more and they listened to Jesus and they understood things much better. And so even if you're a seasoned Christian, you are still always learning from Christ, and we're still to listen and seek Jesus all the time and keep our eyes and ears open and be aware of what the Lord is guiding us, how the Lord is guiding us through different things. And when things happen, such as, like I know in John, I think it was 1-13. I know when Jesus was washing the disciples' feet, John was kind of like, why is he acting like a servant? Like, why are you acting like a servant? This is ridiculous. We should be, you know, doing these things to you. You know, I don't understand. And that was the main thing. He didn't understand. I'm not going to go through all of John and all of Jesus, the story of Jesus washing the disciples' feet. Maybe I will on another episode, but I just was thinking we in present day, we kind of think the disciples always, they always knew everything. They just always knew everything. They really just kind of were along for the ride with Jesus, but they were learning and Jesus was forming them and their steps and their ways, just like he does for us. He knew all the plans for those disciples, just like he does for us. He of course understands. We may not, but he promises us that later we will. And so if you see things going on in your life today that are bringing you down, that are just horrible things going on in other people's lives, or you feel like, I never thought these things would happen. How, where's God? God he is not dead. He is around. He is living. And even though we don't understand what may be happening now, we will later. And so sometimes we can't comprehend some of the things that we are going through. Always remember too, it took me years to learn that God did not do things to me. He allowed things to happen. And in most of those, well, I would say in all of those things that has happened to me and all of the things that I have gone through in my past life before Jesus Christ. I realize now that he was forming me. He knew what my steps, he was planning my steps. And if it wasn't for all the things that he allowed me to go through, I would not be the person I am today, which is not a perfect person. No Christian, if a Christian claims perfection, that they are perfect, then they may need to have a little talk with Jesus. That's all I'm saying. You know, you have to think about, we're not going to be perfect until we're in heaven. There is no pastor that's perfect. There is no ministry, head of a ministry that's perfect. There is no evangelist that is perfect. There is no everyday Christian that is perfect. Only Jesus Christ is perfect. And we will join him in heaven one day and be perfect with him. But I just want you guys to be encouraged and to know that even if you're not understanding things going on today or going on in your life, even if you are experiencing things like the death of a loved one and you don't understand and you can't imagine that, you know, why it's happening or why they were taken onto heaven or however, whatever the case may be, whatever the thing that you are dealing with is, because we're all dealing with something. It's okay if you don't understand it, but seek Jesus and remember and have hope and faith in him, and also that we will understand one day. And don't focus on the problem. Focus on the Father and continue to meet with him daily in prayer. Be still with him. Take time to get in the Word of Christ. Learn. And it makes things a lot easier. It helps your heart. Ask God to guide you. Help him. He can hold your heart. He is a creator of this beautiful, all of these beautiful things that we can look around and see, even in the midst of the chaos that's going on and the and all of the bad things that may be happening. We can still see beauty if you just focus on the Father and look for the lesson that he's trying to teach through maybe the bad or, you know, the horrible situation you might have gone through. And you'll see one day, you'll understand. Learn what God has for you. Ask God to help you calm down. Ask him for peace and comfort. And pray. I'm telling you, prayer has kept me alive. It is a very important thing for me. And it should be for all Christians, for everyone. Because prayer is a conversation with your best friend. He knows everything. And he knows exactly what is the best for you. So, you know, all of those things are perfect to do. It's just a great thing to do. In the morning when you wake up, you should pray. In the evening before bedtime, you should pray. And if you have some time in between, you should pray. You should always have a conversation with God. He should be your best friend. And so, and if you listen and focus on him and seek Jesus and you really open up your ears and listen, you'll hear his wisdom and his love, and you'll feel his love, and you'll know his love. If you're not saved and you don't know what I'm talking about, you have no idea, please, you're more than welcome to message me, and I will certainly have a conversation with you about the Lord and introduce you to him. He will get you through. He's gotten me through. Restoration is real. And I'm telling you, yes, there are bad things that happen, things that we don't understand, but we will. He promises us. And his promises are true. And he is amazing. And I just encourage you to know those things, to remember those things, and to have hope in the Lord. I pray for all of you. I hope everyone's having a good evening. Well, it's evening here with me. It may not be evening with you, but having a good evening / morning / afternoon, whatever it may be. And if you need anything, I certainly would love to know. So if I can't help you, I will work and try to find someone that can help you. And I will certainly be praying for you. My love is sent out to all of you. And feel free to share these episodes. Share this episode so that people can hear, maybe be encouraged, hear the word of God, hear things that they may be needing to hear that day. Because I'm just a vessel that God, when God calls me to do something, I do it. I don't ask questions. I do it. And when he asks me to say something, it's the same, I'm going to do it. It may not come out all beautiful and wonderful, but I hope that you get the point. And I love all of you. God loves you, and he wants to be there for you. So I want you to be there for him and learn more about him as well. So feel free to share these episodes and have more, so we can have more listeners. And if you need anything, let me know. I pray that you have a wonderful day, evening, afternoon, night, whatever, tomorrow. And I will talk to you soon. Love to all of you.